Point of View with Phimelo Modine on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air. PM.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So former President Jacob Zuma's corruption case is back today, and it was in the High Court in Pietermaritzburg today. And we had Jacob Zuma's lawyer, Dalim Bofu, saying that Billy Downer needs to go, admitting to crying when certain decisions were made. Certainly makes him not a very objective as somebody that can be trusted. So on the line with us is Karen Moon, who is legal journalist. Karen, who was watching that story for us. Good evening.
Hi.
Well,
thanks for having me.
So you had Dalim Bofu today. You're really going at length to try and persuade the court that Billy Downer really needs to go. He shouldn't be in this case.
Well, I mean, Dim Trinkrove, in the last half of the case that was argued today, coming out very strongly and saying that, you know, the very fact that they, you know, that that Mpopo was arguing showed that Downer was unfit or didn't possess the title to prosecute, were in fact a basis for him to get a medal, as he put it. One of the bursting into tears aspect was in relation, you know, Downer had admitted to it, was in relation to when he heard the spy tapes recording that revealed that Bulelani Muka, the former head of the prosecuting authority, and the then Scorpion said Leonard McCarthy had discussed the timing at which Jacob Zuma should be charged. That was in relation to the 2007 ANC elective conference. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, Trinkrove saying that Downer had in fact been appalled by the obvious, you know, unlawful conduct of these NPA, you know, current and former heads. And that, in fact, it illustrated that he, you know, possessed integrity and had been horrified by the abuses that that had been revealed. He also denied that there was evidence that Downer had leaked media, either medical reports of the former president, or information about the case in 2000, you know, in the prior to. You know, the recordings and the spy tapes, and saying that there was really no evidence that Downer had done anything wrong, that all the things that he'd been hauled over the coals for were completely innocent. Mm. Of course, you know, the judge is obviously going to have to make a determination about that, but, you know, today's hearing very much defined by what, you know, what Mpofu contended was egregious conduct by you know, these allegations of egregious conduct by Downer and the state, and Trinkrove coming up and saying that this was simply not the case, and that these claims were made, you know, what he said incomplete or one-sided selection of the facts, with an added dollop of hyperbole and insult to malign Mr. Downer for utterly innocent conduct.
I mean, he went as far as saying these were criminal conduct. Do you think he went too far?
Look, I think, yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, when push came to shove, I think at one point Advocate Tabani Masuku saying that, you know, Downer, and Mpofu also saying, well, Downer should have known that they were not entirely convinced by his assertions that he didn't have knowledge of this. But, you know, they made a number of assertions that, you know, were not actually backed up by the facts. In terms of saying that Downer had gone out of his way to support the DA's spy tapes application, where they successfully challenged the 2009 decision by Mshe to drop the case against Zuma. That simply is not true. The NPA had asked Downer to make an affidavit. He had vocalized what had been his consistent position since 2009. I was at that press conference in April 2009, where he said, you know, that he disagreed with the decision taken by Mshe. And of course, you know, the prosecution at the time saying, look, we don't have clean hands in this matter. We think that this case should be referred to a court of law to make a decision. That stance was ultimately vindicated by the spy tapes judgment. And you know, it's you know, the Zuma's defense are relying on submissions and affidavits made by Mshe and you know, Willy Hofmeyr, who was then the AFU head. But those affidavits were chastised by the appeal court as speculative and unsubstantiated. Mm. And Dana's stance in the case was supported by the court. Mm.
Correctional Services Commissioner Arthur Fraser was also present in court after being subpoenaed. And how did that go?
Well, essentially, I think Judge Pitkin wisely, I would argue, decided to put that whole issue on the back burner after the former president's lawyers objected very strongly to this, you know, subpoena for him for DCS, the department, to hand over his confidential medical records. They said, look, basically, we don't believe at this point that this is even necessary, because the former you know, head of state is not making any kind of application with regards to his fitness to stand trial. At this point, he's not seeking a postponement of the case against him on medical grounds. So therefore, we don't believe that it's necessary at this point for such information to be handed over or for the NPA's doctors to examine Zuma. So I think it became very apparent that if the judge were to make an order, you know, compelling the handing over of this medical information to him for his safekeeping, that there would possibly be some form of urgent application with it, which would delay the arguments of the special plea even further. And so he just essentially said, look, you know, I'm basically parking this issue. Let's hear the applications with regard to the special plea and take this matter forward later on. So he didn't deal with it. He didn't make any kind of substantive judgment about it. Mm. You know, it's clearly not going to, you know, if the former president does elect to seek a postponement of his hearing, that matter is not going to go away. But Kun just basically sidestepping it completely and saying, look, we want this case to proceed. Let's hear the special plea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think Zuma's foundation saying that it was a clear vindication of his rights and, you know, a victory for him. I think that the judge wisely decided not to deal with the matter that, mm-hmm. you know, at this point he doesn't really need to get involved in. But if there is a further application for a postponement or an argument around fitness to stand trial, I think those issues are very much going to come to the fore yet again.
There was mention of former President Jacob Zuma being in Gauteng. Do we know exactly where he is?
We don't. I mean, the Department of Correctional Services previously said to me that they were you know, considering paying for his medical treatment in a private hospital. We don't at this stage know whether he continues to be hospitalized in a private facility or whether he has actually been, you know, hospitalized in a military facility, of which, you know, there's one main military hospital in Gauteng. But, you know, at this point, no confirmation on whether he remains in a private facility or he is in the main military facility in Pretoria. The you know, advocate Ben Tringo for the state saying that, you know, the military doctors and Dali and Paul, who to some degree confirming this, were not at this stage satisfied, you know, about the state of his health, you know, whether they could make a determination on it and his fitness to stand trial. So, of course, there are still major, you know, question marks really over what, you know, what their stance on this issue will be. But we do know that based on the records that they had received or the reports that they had received, that the doctors appointed by the NPA remain pretty adamant that Jacob Zuma is, in fact, fit to stand trial, and Paul, of course, adamant that determination was premature, and slamming the NPA's doctors for it. So there are clear fault lines here, which may or may not translate into a full-blown conflict in the weeks to come. But clear that, you know, Dana at this point saying that this is not a debate the court needs to enter into.
Thank you so much for that. Legal journalist Karen Morn, they're just giving us an update on what happened in the High Court in Pietermaritzburg, where the former President Jacob Zuma is facing those corruption charges.
Point of View with Phimelo Mudine on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.